No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today we are going to wrap up our Gear Files series, and we are going to be talking about how to get the games from your console to everyone's screen at home. We are talking capture cards, folks. You know, one of the biggest barriers that new people are seeing getting into these content production fields is not knowing where to start with their gear. So what we've done in this series is we've discussed all the basics you need to start and where to go with upgrades. We've already talked audio, we've already talked video, we've already talked lighting. If you missed them, go back and listen to them. But today we're wrapping it up with game capture. So we hear a lot of talk about capture cards. And you know, I get asked all the time. We actually had this conversation this morning. Well, do I need a capture card to stream from a console? Do I need it for a PC? You know? And here's the honest truth. A lot of that depends on what platform you're trying to stream from. But on PC and some modern consoles, you actually don't need a capture card for basic streaming. If you got a good PC, you can just stream directly from your gaming PC through software like OBS or Streamlabs. Now, if you're on Xbox One, PS4, and PS5, you can stream directly from your consoles. And, you know, it's been like that for a little while, but it's always been a very, very basic experience. Like, you literally can just put up what's on your screen on the Xbox, and that's it. But in researching this article, I found something very cool and very new that I want to share with you guys. It's this software called Lightstream. It's really more of a service than software. It's a web-based service that allows you to add layouts, add effects, integrations, what have you. Now, here's the thing. Unfortunately, it's not free. It costs anywhere from $7 to $50 per month, depending on what you need and how you pay. But it's a great option, depending on how advanced with it. However, you know, depending on how advanced you get, it's going to end up costing more than a capture card in the long run. It is. Not to mention, you know, capture cards do give you more flexibility to capture from other consoles, such as the Nintendo Switch, for example. You know, that said, you know, if you're just trying to get started, you don't have a good computer to stream from anyway, it's a good, exciting place to start. Definitely worth checking out. You know, you can learn more about Lightstream at golightstream.com. That's golightstream.com. Not a sponsor. I just like their stuff. So, not a sponsor yet. Lightstream, call us. Anyway, on to actual capture cards. You know, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you get what you pay for. Nowhere else in this entire series has that phrase rang more true than with capture cards. Now, you can get on Amazon right now and find capture cards for like less than $20. Great, right? That's so fantastic. We can get going. Hold on. Cheaper capture cards are just unreliable at best. They're often built really cheaply, leading to hardware issues. I've helped a friend with one that, dude, they didn't even put solder on the board. Like, it's so cheaply made. You know, but here's the thing, the bigger issue. is software, and it's with capture, video capture. It's all about the software. Assuming your cheap little capture card comes with any software, it's almost always unreliable and leads to a host of capture quality issues. Now, with that said, there's some halfway decent sub-$100 options out there, including entries from EVGA, Mirabox, and Avermedia. Now, we're going to stop short of recommending them, but they do pose as decent options if you're just unable to save up for a nicer capture card. Now, as always, make sure you're doing your research on these and reading your reviews, especially when it comes to these cheap capture cards. So, if you've been following this series, usually when by the time we get to the premium option, the top tier, that's just, oh my god, it's the best it gets. Why would I ever need that level of quality? This might be where you invest a little money. So let's talk about these premium capture cards. We can't even begin to have this discussion without mentioning the Elgato brand, which has pretty much become the industry standard these days. Now, they currently offer a range of cards costing between about $150 to $400 or so, all depending on what you need. A lot of them are capable of 4K HDR output, and they can handle any modern system. Now, not only is this hardware going to be better made and more reliable than the cheap options, it does come with far better software that can be used as standalone capture software, or fed into programs like OBS. There's other brands out there making premium capture cards like Razer's Ripsaw series, but for me, for my money, personally, I always go with Elgato. For Big Byte Productions, I've always used the HD60S. Now, at this point, that's getting a little bit outdated. Might consider upgrading to a newer model soon so I can get that sweet, sweet 4K. Mine only does 1080p 60, but it served me pretty well. You know, it was an investment that we made. It's about $200 at the time. But, you know, I've been using this thing for like 4 years. We do almost all Big Byte Productions off that, and it's fantastic. So, now that being said, it's still not perfect. Like I said, it's all comes down to the software. But, you know, you'd think in 2022 we would have, you know, somebody out there would be making a perfect capture card that's always reliable, always perfect, doesn't give you weird little glitches. It doesn't exist. I hate to break it to you. It doesn't exist out there. But the Elgato, I think, is one of the most reliable out there. And apparently in this category, most reliable is enough to take the win. So now every capture card that we've talked about so far requires an HDMI source to work. But what if you've absolutely got to fire up that N64 because you want to play some GoldenEye with your boys on stream? You're going to need some different hardware. Now, fortunately, there's a couple of different pieces out there that are pretty decent for retro consoles. Now, if you've been in the gaming content sphere for a long time, the word Dazzle might send a shiver down your spine. The Dazzle series of capture cards was infamous as the industry standard prior to the rise of Elgato. It always got the job done. Well, that is when it wanted to work. Now, fortunately, the Dazzle DVD Recorder HD is a bit more reliable than its old school predecessor. Although the software still isn't great. Now, fortunately, Elgato released their own version, the creatively named Elgato Video Capture. Now, it's equally reliable to the current Dazzle, but it really benefits from Elgato's capture software. Remember, we're talking, it's all about the software. Now, both devices can be found under $100. And require either component video or S-video output, so you might need an old-school RF converter for really old consoles like an NES. But yeah, with that said, it is nice that we have these options, but like I said earlier, this is, like, if you're going to spend money in one category, out of, you know, out of the four, you know, audio, video, lighting, game capture. If you're going to drop money, drop it here. You can get something, even premium tier is not too bad. You can get something good for like $200, you know. So it's not a ton of money, but this is where you want to go premium first. Now, like I said a million times during this series, dealing with equipment can be intimidating, but it's not insurmountable. Now, in this episode, we discussed game capture from basic to advanced, and also some retro for fun. Got questions about capture? Need help troubleshooting your setup? Ask for help in the Streaming Tips channel on our Discord. We've got a great Discord community. You know, there's always, like, if I've got a question on anything, I know exactly where I'm going. You know, anything tech-related, that's where I go. Especially for streaming stuff. So many great streamers in there who are more than happy to help their fellow community members. So, if you're not already in our Discord, come on now. Get there. You can grab the link at nerdsbelonghere.com. As always, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a tip or trick. Thank you for listening. And on behalf of the No Name Nerd, I'm Joe. Again, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our no-name nerd community on to give shout-outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/no-name-nerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey guys, it's McLovin's McGee. I am happy to be affiliated with No Name Nerd. They have been super helpful with everything. I've been listening to their podcast. They've been helping me grow as a streamer and YouTuber and content creator in general. And I love all their products. It's great quality, and there's been nothing but good reviews from my end.
No Name Nerd needs to keep doing what it's doing because it is awesome.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.